Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When the Catan family arrived in Canada from Syria, Mohammed began working on my son Jeff's farm. While installing a heavy metal pipe so Jeff's father-in-law Kirk could slide down from the second floor, and yeah, that is a guy thing, Jeff noticed how huge Mohammed was and thought, I like this guy. This is the guy you want to be next to when there's something heavy to lift. Someone to share the load. It was a simple analogy for the friendship they forged, a Muslim and a Christian working side by side. Recently, we were stunned by the news. Mohammed was dead of a heart attack at 45. I asked Jeff if I could read a little of what he said at the memorial. He was quick to say yes, and I hope I can get through this. Pardon me if I get a little bit emotional. For 7 years, Mohammed's been next to me when I need him, Jeff began, reminding me to lift with my legs and not my back, to eat more fish and less steak. His magic cure for everything was lemon, honey, and garlic. One day we talked of cleaning out an old building. Without my permission, he worked 36 hours straight and finished the job, filled and dumped my trailer 6 times, then painted the place. He was like that, the hardest worker I know. Mo was an expressive storyteller. He was good at charades, and he needed to be, because we were often mystified by his broken English. Our favorite was when he told of getting zapped by electric fences. He lit up our house with his stories. When we adopted our Ezra, his family was there for us. When I told Mo of our friend Melissa's death and how we were going to adopt her kids too, he said, "Wow, Jesus love you." Sometimes we talked of going on trips together as families, especially to someplace warm. It was always next year. He just got his passport, so I would have been out of excuses now. I guess I'm learning to do things while we can. As the years went by, he got more comfortable letting himself into our house, saying, "Good morning, sister," to my wife, Raylin, and joining me for coffee in the family room. We asked the kids what they'll miss about him. Clara said, "He's nice to me." Sophie said, "His big hugs." Maya said, "He was very funny." Ezra said, "I'm going to miss drinking his coffee." Macy said, "I will miss that he bringed us stuff." Andre will miss walking back with him from the barn. He'll miss his kind heart. 10 days ago, when I was in hospital, finding out that we faced a new reality, he said not to worry. He would take care of everything. He told Raylin, "No crying, sister. I will take care of everything. Jeff needs to rest. If he needs a kidney, a liver, a heart, I will give him mine." He put me ahead of himself. He taught me to be happy for the success of another person and how to be a friend. This week, I've been doing Mohammed's chores around the farm. I keep finding half-completed jobs he was working on. The last thing Mohammed did before going home for the last time Saturday was to prune our apple tree. As I watch it grow, I'll think of him and pray for his family, and we'll be here for them as he was for us. I'm not a preacher or a theologian, but I'm comforted to know that we talked about faith, and Mohammed said, "I love Jesus." When I get to heaven, it'll be by God's grace alone, and if Mohammed is there too, it'll be by that same grace. Farewell, my friend. Well, that was our son's tribute to his friend, and I can't believe I got through it. It's a reminder to all of us that life is short, so let's love God. Let's love others, and let's go make somebody's day.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.